This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. With all the news about the Islamic holy book, the Quran, you remember there's a furor because some copies were desecrated by GI guards at the detention center in Guantanamo Bay. Well, anyway, a Muslim advocacy group in Washington has an idea. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is giving away free copies of the Quran, hoping that more Americans will understand more about and feel better about this faith. Sandy Houseman reports.
Thank you for calling the Council on American Islamic Relations. Can I help you? Absolutely, sir. We'd love to get you your copy of the Quran. Could I get your full name and address, please?
Since the Council on American Islamic Relations started offering free copies of the Quran in mid-May, the group says it's been getting a call a minute from people who want to look at the Muslim holy book. Communications coordinator Rabia Ahmed says the council has already sent out 10,000 copies.
We have police officers from the Midwest who want to read the Quran itself so that they can better understand the Muslims in their community. Atheists who, you know, have seen so much about Islam and Muslims on TV but want to learn about the religion itself. We even have chaplains in prisons who want to provide the Quran to some of the inmates.
Father Dacian Batt, a Catholic priest at St. Mary's Church in Bloomington, Illinois, was one of the first to request a copy of the Quran. It wasn't part of his training for the priesthood, but over the years he's gotten curious about the term jihad. He wonders what the Muslim holy book has to say about violence and about the great figures of Christianity. At the very least, he thinks the book will give him something to talk about.
Automatically, it will appear in my sermons for the next 2 or 3 months. My sermons tend to be the things that happened, that I saw, that I read, and how it relates to the section of the gospel or the other scriptures we read on Sunday.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
On the other side of town, Muslims gather for daily prayer. Sayed Gilani, president of the local mosque's board of directors, is glad to hear about the giveaway.
I think it's a great idea. For one, you know, if you want to learn about something, you should go to the source. And for the Muslims, Quran is the one undisputable source.
He and other members of the congregation hope reading the Quran will clear up public confusion, helping Americans understand that being Muslim does not mean being a terrorist and that the religion does not advocate evil. But scholars warn that reading Islamic scripture can be challenging.
You follow an idea along 3, 4, 5 verses, and then you go to something different. In other words, the chapters are not continuous narratives.
Bashir Gianni is a professor of philosophy and religion at Northwestern University. He says Westerners can get confused when they read the Quran. That's because it's a sequential account of these sometimes unrelated revelations the Prophet Muhammad claimed to have over 23 years. Instead of reading cover to cover, Gianni suggests using the index and searching for familiar people and subjects. There is, it turns out, a good deal of overlap between the Bible and the Quran.
Westerners would be interested in seeing what the Quran has to say about Jesus, about Virgin Mary, about all the different prophets, Solomon, Joseph, and David.
Like the Bible, the Quran also contains historical information that may, at first, puzzle readers. There is, for example, a specific prohibition on killing girls. Why was that necessary?
It was considered a shame at one point to have too many girls, and there was this barbaric custom of just burying them alive when they were born.
Fortunately, Gianni says most Qurans are heavily annotated to help readers understand context and complexity. In translation, however, the notes cannot convey one important quality of the Quran. Many of the Arabic passages are written in verse.
I would suggest to them to also just get a couple of CDs to have the sound of it, to listen to the music of the Quran as well.
Whatever non-Muslims get from reading the Quran, it seems likely to build some bridges. In Bloomington, for example, the 74-year-old priest, Dacian Batt, didn't know until recently that there was a mosque in Bloomington. Now he's thinking of riding his motorcycle across town to meet the leader of the mosque.
Being a priest and a follower of Jesus, I just think we need to bring peace. And I do believe, as they said, the people were going to great trouble to give away these Qurans. that understanding brings peace.
And at the Islamic Center of Bloomington, Mosque President Gilani says they'll be happy to meet him. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman.